Well, if there's an exhilaration that comes from seeing new bridges, shiny, clean airport and transportation hubs, there's also a demoralization that comes from city facilities that are falling down in disrepair that say, no money, no vision, help is not on the way. America's crumbling infrastructure comes out of the tap water in Flint, Michigan. You can see it in the bulldozed neighborhoods in Detroit, aging facilities in Cincinnati, Newark, Boston, Los Angeles, the list goes on. Not even the presidential candidates shy away from this one.
We are crumbling.
We can't figure out what to do with our infrastructure.
There's no reason the federal government should be in the business of deciding what roads and bridges to build in the state of New Hampshire.
To fix our roads, our bridges.
We need a major investment to rebuild our crumbling infrastructure.
But not much actually gets done. And where it does get done, people are smiling, but nationally, not much of a policy. What's the problem here? Philip K. Howard is chair and founder of Common Good, a nonpartisan reform coalition which seeks to bring common sense to government. Philip, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, John.
Now, you know, I hate to bring this up, but I just happen to have traveled to Australia. I went from JFK to LAX to Brisbane Airport. And did a little traveling around Australia. And I have to say, you know, as prosperous as we are here in the United States, I mean, compared to Australia, and I've also had the same experience traveling in Europe, I mean, the United States is a dump, I mean, in so many ways.
Well, it is a dump. The problem actually is not money. Infrastructure, most infrastructure projects pay for themselves. Studies of this, you can finance them. There are all kinds of private partner, public partnerships now that can finance these things. The problem is that we have so much process, ironically, so much environmental review that we can't do projects that are good for the environment. So we need to get our act together.
That's the vision piece. In Flint, there's also a safety and danger piece here. Talk about that for a little bit.
Well, Flint involved a number of problems. First of all, it was an operational tragedy. Somebody decides to save money by changing the water source. They didn't understand that the old pipes would react badly to the new water without certain chemicals. They actually had notice over a year ago that the water was a problem, but the state's Department of Environmental Quality said, oh, it's just an isolated incident, and didn't do what would be obvious, which is to actually test the water around town. Finally, some university tested it and realized a few months later and realized that this was actually, tragically, almost killing people. So that was an operational problem, but it stemmed from the fact that they had an ancient water system that nobody understood.
America's infrastructure was built, you know, at the end of the Gilded Age and in the industrial sort of peak of the 20th century, when there was huge surplus, huge wealth surplus from the rising industrial economy. And that seems to be the case in China, where there is huge surplus, excess growth, and they can make these investments relatively painlessly. Other countries seem to be able to do it right without that surplus. Why do we require it to be such a gold rush before we do anything?
Yeah, you know, it's not a money problem here. We've been studying a new tunnel under the Hudson River. It's going to cost $20 billion, and we're going to do a forum in a few weeks on this. We have to have this new tunnel. If we don't have the tunnel, one of the old tunnels, because it's been damaged, 100 years old, will have to close down, and it will be an environmental disaster. The traffic jams, the capacities go down 75%, you know, it's going to be really bad. If we could approve that tunnel so the shovels can be in the ground next year, 2017, which is realistic, it will cost about 25% less and would be better for the environment. But no one at the moment has the authority to do that. So I was down in Washington recently talking with the White House about this. You know, we need an executive order just to do what's obvious, to get the shovel in the ground.
Finally, because I just love asking this question, bullet trains in my lifetime, please, Mr. Howard, please, please, Santa.
Absolutely. If someone can actually have the authority to do what was done 100 years ago, which is you're going to have to condemn some land, you're going to have to create new tracks that go straight between, you know, Boston and New York and Washington. And to do that, some people will have to move and will have to pay for that. And we can go from Boston to Washington in 2 hours.
Oh, Chicago, St. Louis.
Absolutely.
Right. St. Louis, Denver.
All those things. But we have to be committed to making choices that actually affect some people for the greater good. And that's kind of what government's about. But we've created such a kind of a jungle of red tape around each project that literally no one is in charge.
Philip K. Howard is chair and founder of Common Good, a nonpartisan reform coalition which seeks to bring common sense to government spending. Philip, thank you so much.
Thanks.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.